So Tommy, tell me about the musical side of Robbie Burns.
Well, basically, that came from his parents. He grew up listening to his mother singing old Scots songs as she nursed his sisters. His love of music grew from his time in the cottage, which he acknowledges. And then latterly in his life, he made that his kind of life's work. He collected old Scots songs and rewrote them, contributed his own songs, and put them together in a compendium, which he put together with a musician, Stephen Clark, and a printer, James Johnson, and they published them.
And how, if you were to compare him to, I suppose, musical styles of today, I mean, where would he sit there?
Well, if I can relate back to what contemporaries, their group that I grew up with myself, the kind of the Beatles, it would almost like the John Lennon of his day, because apparently, and some Beatles fans might disagree, but he had a terrible singing voice, Burns, but he wrote these great songs, which we all know. It's basically "Auld Lang Syne" is the second most popular song in the world after "Happy Birthday." So, you know, so it's just musically he aspired to be a great musician and singer, but people said he had a poor singing voice, and he could play a fiddle, but as soon as it got fast, he kind of lost his way a bit. So,
okay, thanks. That's great.